Can you buy diamond dyes at all anymore?
No.
They've gone out of business.
Yeah, they've gone out of business. The dyes we got it at this lady did. She's an Oriental lady. Mm-hmm. She could get it from her.
Oh, I see.
And then she can't get it so easy either.
Are they a vegetable dye?
No, I don't know what it is. It comes, we get it in powder form when we get it.
Okay. If you were going to dye some splints to put into a basket, how, these splints are really long. What would you put them in, and how would you put them in?
A pan about that big. Then I'd make dyes about that deep in there. Then, you see, your dyes are flat. Then I wind them in my hand. Tie them there, and then when I'm ready to dye the colors, I cut this tie off, and then I'll put them in there, hold them with both my hands, put them in there, and keep turning them until they all absorb the color.
Is the water hot?
Boiling.
Boiling.
Yeah.
Is it physically boiling, or is it just to boiling?
Well, I let it boil first, then when, as you dip your splints, it cools it down.
How many splints can you put in a pan that's maybe
about
four?
Six.
Six splints?
Mm-hmm.
And the pan's about 6 inches maybe across, the little pan?
Oh no, not that little. I use a kettle this big.
Maybe about almost 12? Or 12 foot, or?
Yeah,
about. And the dye's about maybe 2 inches high in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of stir them around?
No, I just dip them in there. Just keep rolling them and
just
dip them.
Oh, I see. So that the dye just kind of rolls over?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you take them out?
I take them out. I put them in the floor to dry. I either use newspaper or I use plastic.
Mm-hmm.
You can get plastic nowadays. We never used to.
How long does it take them to dry so you can use them?
Oh, they don't take too long. You don't want them dry too fast. Because you boil in splints, and you don't want them dry too fast, it would make them brittle.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's a lot to it.
Certainly sounds like it. Does it take a lot of physical strength to make a basket?
Oh, yes. Your hands, then you're pulling, then you've got to keep your basket in shape, you know. If you pull your weaving splints too much, it bottlenecks your basket.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be careful how you handle it. That's where a lot of people make mistakes.
They pull too tight.
They pull too tight, and they don't press them enough.
Again, the weaving splints
yeah.
down together
yeah.
tightly.
And you better watch what you do, how the work going.
How many baskets do you think you've made?
Oh, I've made plenty of baskets.
If you had all the splints you wanted, and you had a week's time, and you wanted to work just as you wanted to work, if you wanted to work all day, or if you wanted to sit down and stop, or whatever, how many baskets do you think you'd make?
Well, all depends what kind.
Okay. What about the little basket you showed me with the pink? When you made baskets, you told me, out in your little
yeah.
shed life. Did you work all day when you made
Sometimes.
Them?
Sometimes. Well, a lot of times I had to quit and do something else. give meals or
family things.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you wanted to, if you told your husband and the kids, I'm going out to make baskets, how long would you be able to make it before you just kind of had to give yourself a break?
Oh, about 3 or 4 hours.
Because it's hard work.
Yeah. Well, after you start them, you just don't want to leave them set, you know.
Mm-hmm. Kind of gets in your blood and you want to finish it.
Oh, yeah.
How is it on your hands? How's basket on your hand? When you're weaving a basket, is it hard on your hands?
You break your fingernails, you wear blisters. When you were working with a jackknife, I had a blister right here. They hurt, your hand hurts. You're gripping so tight. That's why I can't make it anymore now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too much for me.
It just takes a lot of physical strength.
Yeah, it does.
Have any of your family kept this art alive?
No. I've got a lot of granddaughters, and that none of them have taken it.
It's just something that they haven't.
Yeah, I have one granddaughter that really picked it up easy. She's a lot like me, you know. She's easy to learn, and she's a hard working girl. But she works in a shop. She makes more money that way.
Mm-hmm.
But if she'd had to make baskets, I think she could.
Mm-hmm.
She knows the basics. And she learned to pound timber herself, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a lot of them go on. They don't want to pound timber. They don't want the hard working part.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to fix the splints, then let them work.
So they can just weave?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's what they want, but I don't.
When you became an adult, did you pound your own timber?
Oh, yes. Well, from the time I was 10 years old, I pound timber for my grandma.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to pound the timber? It
took me all day.
All day long?
Oh, yeah.
When you went to get your timber, did you kind of make a family affair of it, kind of type thing?
No, my grandpa would get timber for grandma. My dad would get ours.
Mm-hmm.
But after I moved here, my husband got that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'd go with him. Take the truck.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use grass? Any kind of grass in your basket?
Sweet grass.
What's sweet grass?
Well, that grows in the marsh, but you've got to know what you're picking. In some places there's a lot of it. But I used to go at Hassel, that's the other side of San Diego, to pick my grass.
What is it like? Is it fine or is it coarse?
Why, no, it's not coarse. It's fine. Not real fine.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know what you're picking. It's got a shiny leaves about that wide. It goes about that high. And you got to pick it right from the roots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you pull halfway up, you break it.
Mm.
And that's very hard. And if you want to buy that, you'll really pay good money for it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Do you use the root?
No, we don't use the root.
You cut the root off when you want to use it?
Yeah.
Is that also, should that also be kind of air dampness to it?
Yeah.
To work it?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you, how did you work it in? Did you work it in with your splint baskets?
Yeah.
Like in the body of the basket?
Sometimes I did, but I would braid it. I would braid it to put it on the body of the basket.
And then weave it in just like a split?
Yeah. Then when you make rim, when you finish off your sewing basket, well, you put that at the top. You bind it in there.
Like, how many strands would you braid?
I have about three strands, nine strands.
And how did you tie, how did you keep that from coming unbraided to weave it?
Well, you can tie it with the sweet thread at the top. You can tie that. And when you're finished, you can do the same.
And then when you finish up the ends, you weave those in too so that they aren't shown?
Oh, yeah. You can show the way you put them on.
Is sweetgrass dyed? Did they ever dye that?
Oh, yeah. No, you don't color.
You don't color
No.
That.
That's green.
That's green.
After you pick it, you got to blanch it so it keeps its color.
Mm-hmm.
Then you wrap it up. You let it dry and wrap it up.
Will it become brittle in time on a basket?
Oh, well, not really, unless somebody's real rough with the basket.
Mm-hmm. So it could hold up just as long as one of the other baskets,
oh, yeah.
The basket part itself.
Yeah.
How long does a basket last if you have it for normal use?
Basket I showed you, she had that for 4 to 7 years.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And she come and got it the other day and she was happy how it was fixed. She says, I can do this another 20 years, she said.
Hmm.
And her husband said, we use that basket for everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And carried food in it, they go to Florida every winter. He says, we carry food in it. He says, we carry picnic dinners in it.
Have you, I've been reading about some different uses for baskets, and some of this is, you know, from when the Indian culture was, you know, very young, and there were, very young, it's been around for ages, but like arrow quivers and harvest baskets and seed beaters. Have you ever heard of baskets made for any of those purposes?
Seed beaters?
Mm-hmm. Basically, then the baskets you made were
harvest
basket,
yeah.
Type things.
Like potatoes,
mm-hmm.
And apples,
mm-hmm.
We used to use our market basket to go out to the garden and get vegetables and potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the root cellar and you take your basket and throw it in. If you want to bring a jar of stuff, you can. You put it in that basket and bring it in.
And then you made sewing baskets?
Oh, sure, I made sewing baskets.
And I think you said something about what you called a comb basket?
Yeah.
Small,
not that wide. And it has a top like that to hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that deep. The basket part's not that deep.
Mm-hmm. 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 I saw a picture of a baby, a carrier.
Yeah.
Have you ever made one of those?
No, I'm not the latest one. I've made a bassinet.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
How long did that take you?
It took me quite a while in order to make that work, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew a very fine sprint. Of course, I didn't make the legs. You know, just set it on the stand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then I made some baskets that looked like monopoly.
Like monopoly, yeah. And those were for decorative type things?
Yeah.
And when you sold your baskets, did you go someplace and sell them? Did you just kind of develop a reputation for making them?
This last time, this past 10 years, I made baskets. They knew I make baskets. They come and get them. They give me order what they want. and they'd come and get them, and other people here I was making baskets. They'd come and see what I have. I never could keep a basket.
Really?
Yeah. I sure would love to make baskets again if I could take it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that that's probably how anyone would feel about something that they did a long time and they cared about. How did it make you feel? I know when I do some needlework, and I don't do a whole lot of it, but it's kind of relaxing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the way you feel about making baskets?
Yeah.
You kind of forget about all your troubles and what's going on and just concentrate on the work?
Yeah, you do a lot of thinking. What next? What's the next? What's the next style you can make?
Mm-hmm. And did you, I know you said that you design different
styles.
And you learned by your own self a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite basket?
Huh?
What's your favorite one to make?
Market basket.
A market basket.
Shopping basket.
Why?
Well, that's more of a basic basket, you know. Sewing baskets are not, they're harder to make because they're smaller and there's a lot of details.
I know that I talked to you about before you had taught some children from the Indian program in Bay City. Did you do that a lot when you made baskets?
No, an awful lot. Not an awful lot. I didn't have much time. Somebody broke up the project.
Mm-hmm.
There were too many girls to give them cars and things.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can carve all kinds of, like, owls and eagles. Little deer. You can carve them.
This is your son?
No.
Your name? We talked before about if you had it to do all over again in your life, what you've accomplished. Would you change anything?
No, not too much.
Well,
some things I would.
Mm-hmm.
To know what I know now.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned.
Did your education help? Did you have a formal education going to school? So everything you've learned has been through your own experiences.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes that's a hard taskmaster, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
is. Even right now, I can't write quick enough. I can't write letters for them.
No.
But they would, my kids would, you know what I'm writing.
Mm-hmm.
My own family.
Mm-hmm. Were you kind of taught at home then to write?
Well, I taught myself as I went along.
Did you? Good. I get that.
I asked you a question. there's a comb basket.
Pictures.
And there's a shopping bag. And that's a hamper. And that's a hamper. And this is a big round basket a lady made. Lady wants me to make her to keep her little girl to keep her poison. There's the egg basket. These are open top sewing baskets.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a laundry basket, and that's a laundry waste basket.
They're gorgeous. Now, did you make all of these baskets?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Beautiful.
See what I mean? You're doing fancy work.
Yes. And that, of course, takes longer.
Oh, yes. I sent both of them back.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
When your son was there?
Yeah. I filled them up with each man. And this was my brother. Here I am again making vinyl.
You told me once that Indian women, when they make their baskets, they don't usually sit at a table. Is that so?
When I make my bottoms, I sit.
But when you weave, do you usually
No.
You sit on the floor?
No, I sit on the chair and then I pull the basket on. There's some more in there. Some people borrow. This man is a priest. And he used to come here and buy baskets often. This is my great grandchild. Great great.
Cute.
I took that picture in my lab.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of roses. That's when I sent that to him.
Those are beautiful pictures of your baskets. I think it's something you can be very proud of. That's certain.
I'm glad that I could make it. That was taken in Alaska. It was probably caught in the river right there.
Mm-hmm. So no one in your family has taken up the craft then?
No, none of them.
Maybe a granddaughter that you think might do well at it, just might.
Oh, she might someday. But she can't now. She's working every day as doing the making good money. She built her home. What she made for it. She thinks a lot of it, you know. She'll never forget how it's done.
Is it kind of once you learn, you just don't forget?
Oh, yes.
Because you had to put a lot of work into it to learn it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And to learn it.
Do you think that there's a best age to learn how to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you were 5, right?
Yeah, I'm 5.
Do you think that that's a good age to start teaching?
Yeah, I think 8. But after 10 years old, they have a tendency that they want to play and do something different. We were never allowed to run and play all the time. We had to do something.
Mm-hmm.